Yes, Maharaj, Maharaj.
Jai Shri Radhe. We offer our most humble obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. And we offer our humble obeisances to Pujyapad Srila Gopal Krishna Goswami. And we offer our humble obeisances to Pujyapad Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And we offer our most humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. We've written an offering to Sri Murali Mohan Prabhu, and I hope everyone will please bless us so we can speak something. And lastly, we humbly pray to Radharasri Hari and Radha Gopinath to please bless us with the ability to glorify this wonderful servant of theirs named Sri Murali Mohan Prabhu. If someone were to ask me to summarize my impression of Murali Mohan Das in one sentence, just one sentence, I would say, Murali Mohan Prabhu, he was a gentle and sensitive devotee with a powerhouse of pure devotion. When thinking of Murali's qualities, a group of adjectives comes to mind which best describe this wonderful devotee. And these qualities, which we'll explain, were clearly seen by everyone in the three major areas of Murali's life. In these three major areas, Murali put 100% of his time, his energy, and his heart. Let's hear those three areas. The first area was Murali's private bhajan for his own spiritual benefit. The second area of his life concern was pravachan, bhajan and pravachan, preaching. He was 100% concerned for others' benefit. In his bhajan, Murali exhibited the qualities of detachment, determination, one-pointedness, and absorption. In Murali's pravachan, or preaching seva, Murali showed that he was caring and compassionate, very personal and very concerned with each person's well-being, both material and, most importantly, spiritual. And we see that Murali was also very charitable and liberal. Now we will describe the third major area where Murali spent all his time, namely deity seva, as everyone well knows. Murali spent 100% of his time, energy, and heart serving his beloved deities of Radha Madan Mohan. They were the very life focus of Murali. And Murali had the expertise of joining this third area with the other two. He combined his deity seva, in other words, he combined bhajan and pravachan, because for Murali, his deity seva was a public expression of his private bhajan. Murali's deity seva was a public expression of his private bhajan, a very ingenious idea, which became very successful. Murali uniquely blended private bhajan with deity seva to most powerful and dynamic form of public pravachan, or what we call preaching. Thinking of Murali's qualities in this area of deity seva, we see that Murali was extremely expert, artistic, innovative, dedicated, and absolutely surrendered to the pleasure of Madan Mohan. And the final outcome of all these qualities expressed through the heart and mind and senses of Murali was that the deity darshans of Madan Mohan, which became legendary, his deity worship, it's legendary. And I was thinking of another famous legend of deity worship. A new wave, like on the ocean, a new wave, an elegant deity dressing style, elegant deity dressing style, was started in Vrindavan by Sri Aindrapur. And a second wave in elegant deity dressing style was started in Bombay by Sri Murali Mohan Prabhu. We have summarized Murali's qualities as we understand them personally. And of course, there are many more. But these are the qualities that struck me over the 15 years of knowing him. But I am sure, of course, all you devotees in Mumbai who have so lovingly served Murali Mohan and Radha Madan Mohan, you can tell many stories illustrating each of these qualities. Of course, as everyone knows, Madan Mohan were the center of Murali Mohan's life, and everything else served that center. In the beginning, Murali worshipped only Madan Mohan by himself, without any Radharani, and an extremely blackish color Gopal. Usually Gopal is golden color or something, but he was totally Sham Gopal, because he was Gopal in the mood of pleasing Radharani. And Radharani likes everything that's black, especially Shamsundar. So his Gopal was like Gopal in his baby form. It was like Shamasundar or Madan Mohan as a baby, his black Gopal. But anyway, he was really in love with Gopal. But then something happened, and Radharani came to Mumbai from Radhakund. And now we'll tell the story of how Radharani appeared in Mumbai. There are stories in Vrindavan about how Radharani appeared to Govindaji and how Radharani appeared to Madan Mohan, because they were sent by Janava Mata and for the king of Puri. So just as esoteric and transcendentally enlivening is the story of how Radharani appeared to Madan Mohan, not in Vrindavan, but in Gupta Vrindavan, which was the apartment of Murali in Mumbai. The story. The appearance of Radharani deity in Murali's temple in Mumbai. This I can tell because we're involved. So then we can say something. Many times over the last 15 years, Murali would come to Radhakund and visit us, and then he would attend all the basic festivals that we were having here at Radhakund, Balashtami Snan and Rasa Purnima Prikamas and Tirtha Yatras to Barsana and Nandagram and all the Rasa Stalis and all the Jagrans, near Jalikasi Jagrans and all night kirtans we'd have at the ashram. He took part in all those programs in the early days. And of course, later he was involved in preaching all these ideas and feelings to others. But this is the story. Many of those times, Murali would come and show us photographs of the latest outfits that he offered to his Madan Mohan deity, because at that time he was not initiated, and he was worshiping Madan Mohan. And yes, it's a fact. Whenever he showed me pictures, Madan Mohan always looked so gorgeous and beautiful. At first, I thought that this must be deities in some other temple in Mumbai. Then Murali said, no, Madan Mohan are in my apartment. He's taken over the dining room. And now we eat on the floor in the living room. I said, all right, very well. So seeing Murali's expertise in devotion and worship, at that time, about, I don't know, 15 years ago, we gave Murali the nickname Pujari. And although at that time he hadn't even taken Harinam initiation, but that name stuck, and for the next 15 years we always called him Pujari. Even after, and he happily responded to that affectionate address. And I would ask others in Mumbai, I said, how is Pujari doing? What's Pujari doing? What's the latest deity festival? So everyone knew that I called him by that name, Pujari. And little did I know that this would be the underlying theme of his entire life. Last 10, 12 years of his life, he was like, had siddhi or perfection in puja. And his puja work and his puja expertise was recognized by the most glorious devotees and deities in Juhu Beach and Radharas Vihari. And he was recognized and acknowledged by Gopinath and Nachi and Chopadi Beach and all the Vaishnavas there. And his recognition went on from temple to temple, Murali and his expertise in Didi Seva. So he actually he lived up to his namesake. He was only a bhakta, and I call him Pujari. And he became a famous Pujari and Didi designer and festival organizer and caring, loving preacher. Amazing. So Pujari was the best nickname for him, and he lived up to it. And finally, he got the ultimate recognition in India for his nickname Pujari, when the most famous, opulent, powerful deity in India, Balaji, Venkateshwar Balaji, sent his Pujaris down there to examine and inspect Murali's devotional lifestyle and decide to have him make an outfit for the most prestigious, famous, and powerful deity in all of India and all around the world. There are actually, maybe you don't know it, but there are branch temples of Balaji, the temple from Venkateshwar. There are branch temples in Malibu, California, and New York State, all over the world. There's temples, you can say satellite temples of Balaji from India. So even Balaji, he recognized Murali's expertise in Archan Seva, and he called him to serve him. He said, I'm the most famous, richest, powerful deity in the world, and I want this person. I want Murali Mohan Das, the Sevite and servant of Gopal Krishna Maharaj, to come and worship me and make outfits for me. So I don't think he could attain a higher perfection in pujari work or deity work than that. And maybe that was all that he had to do, and now he's making outfits in the spiritual world. Anyway, back to the story. So Murali met me one time and showed me his latest knockout superhero beauty photos of Madan Mohan. And he said that many devotees are coming regularly for darshan, and everyone's very happy, and everyone's getting great enthusiasm to surrender and perform devotional service when they see the deities. Maharaj, what do you think of the photos? Well, somehow, a strong surge, a forceful wave, rose from my heart and made me say something which most devotees would never say, and if someone said it, they would think he was crazy. But I had to say it, and I said it. And this is what I said. I said, Murali, in all seriousness, I said very firmly, Murali Mohan, Madan Mohan is very unhappy. He's missing something that he cannot live without. Murali was stunned, silent, speechless, turned white. And he said, What are you saying, Maharaj? Again, I repeated, it's true, Murali. Madan Mohan is unhappy because Radharani is not there beside him. He must immediately offer Radharani to Madan Mohan. Murali was taken aback. I don't know why I said it, but I said it. Sometimes devotees say things, they don't know why. Then Murali replied, Maharaj, but my family is very poor, and we can't afford to make another Murti. And then I replied, I said, then Murali, do you know what that means? That means that you have no love for Madan Mohan. You don't love your deity. Because if you love your deity, you want to give Madan Mohan the best possible things. If anyone loves their deity, they want to give their deity the best possible things. Listen, I'll give you an idea. Take a photo of Madan Mohan with you, because he's so beautiful. And go from door to door, begging money in Bombay to buy a Radha deity for Madan Mohan. Murali was shaken up, but convinced that this had to be done at all costs. Murali returned to Mumbai. 2 days later, Murali called me on the phone, and he was very excited. He said, Maharaj, guess what? I was in school. He was going to some school, I don't know what. I was in school, and I showed Madan Mohan's photo to my teacher in school. And he said, oh, wow, he's beautiful. And then and there, the teacher immediately gave me 5,000 rupee donation. So that was the beginning of Srimati Radharani coming to Madan Mohan. After Radharani arrived in Murali's flat, everything changed drastically. Murali's life took a whole new turn, and every moment of his life centered around serving Radha Madan Mohan and pleasing them in every possible way. Murali's deities of Radha Madan Mohan soon became, among ISKCON devotees, one of the three most popular Radha Krishna temples in Bombay, along with, of course, Rasa Bihari at Juhu and Radha Gopinath at Chopati Beach. Every day, devotees were flooding his tiny temple to see Murali's latest deity dress and special festival arrangements. A congregation of local devotees joined Murali to expand the worship, and soon his whole family started living 100% only for the seva of Radha Madan Mohan and all the visiting devotees. Now I want to conclude describing Murali's name. It's clear to me, without a doubt, that Pujyapad Srila Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj deeply understood best the qualities of his disciple. So he aptly and correctly named him Murali Mohan Das. As we all know, Murali Mohan is Krishna's name. Murali Mohan means that Krishna plays a flute, a Murali. And by his flute song, he enchants and attracts and captivates all the gopis of Vrindavan and every living entity in Sridham Vrindavan. In a similar way, Murali Mohan Das had intense love, attachment, and dedication for his deity of Madan Rohan. And by Murli's expertise in exquisite and elegant deity dressing and superb deity festivals, and Murli's cooking for his deities and his singing for his deities, and his artistic, skillful dancing for Madan Mohan, and incidentally, speaking of recognition and invitations and acceptance by all the major deities of Bombay and the world, he was also recognized and accepted by Radha Raman in Vrindavan, which are the only deities of Radha and Krishna that never, I mean, let's say Krishna, Radha Raman, they never left Vrindavan. They were hidden in the Brahmin's house, and the worship has gone on in Vrindavan, in Nidiban, for 500 years. Gopalbhatta Goswami's deities. The story is once Murli came, and we went with him, and we went to Darshan, and he said, I feel like dancing for Radha Raman. So he had a chatter, a little white cheddar, so he wrapped it around his head like a turban, and he just started dancing because some expert musicians, Goswami musicians, are playing flute and tabla in the back of the temple where the musicians sit. And he just started dancing and totally absorbed and meditating on Radha Raman, and danced for about 10 minutes, and then we left and took more darshan. And little did I know, a couple of months later, he called me and said, guess what? I got a phone call from some Radha Raman Goswamis, and they've invited me to dance every night as part of a special program with Bhagavat Pravachan and Hari Gita and many things, music, sangeet, bhajan. And they want me to dance every night for the pleasure of Madan Mohan and all the Goswamis of Vrindavan and all the very elite worshippers of Radha Raman. So there we see an example of Pujari Ji, Murli Mohan, being recognized not only by Balaji and Gopinath and Rasa Vihari and so many other devotees and deities, but recognized by Radha Raman, who is the very heartbeat of Vrindavan. So going on to these expertise of Murli, so his artistic and skillful dancing for Madan Mohan, and by Murli's preaching the glories of Madan Mohan, and by Murli's loving, by his caring and his serving all the Vaishnavas, by all these wonderful Vrindavan flavored acts of devotion, Murli had the power to enchant everyone he met to attract them to the eternal service of Radha Madan Mohan in the mood and manner and style of the damsels of Brajabhumi, just how they worship their darling Madan Mohan in the spiritual world. And that's where Murli's gone. Sri Murli Mohan Prabhu Ki Jai.